I'll probably run through these pretty quickly. These are our stats that we publish every month on our PTAB webpage. They may be familiar to a lot of you. As you can see, more than 90% of our AIA petitions are IPRs, and you can see that, you know, CBMs are about 5% and PGRs are about 2%. The CBM filings have been going down. The PGR filings have been going up, albeit only a little bit. This is petitions by technology this year. It hasn't changed a whole lot over the years. What you can see is that a bulk of it, 60% of it, is in the electrical and computer space, and also almost 30% of it is in the mechanical and business method. And then what you see is about 5% is chemical, about 6% is biopharma. Biopharma is actually a little bit down. In the past, that has hovered around 10 or 12%. So this year, it's a little bit down from what we've seen in the past. These are our petitions filed by month. One thing that's sort of interesting about recent filings is they've been a little bit up and down. What you can see there is that they were at 74 a few months ago, 144, 79 in January. Interestingly, in February, they were at 162. So they popped way back up in February. If you discount the sort of jagged look of it, on average right now, there's about 100 to 110 petitions filed per month, and that's been pretty steady for quite some time. This is our institution rates, and you can see that the institution rate pretty much since fiscal year 2017 has hovered around 60 to 63%. And in this fiscal year so far, we haven't completed the year, of course, but we're at about 56%. And this is for all time. This is showing the institution rate by technology, and you can see in the electrical areas, the computer areas, the business method areas, that's where we have a higher institution rate, and it goes down in the chemical and in the biopharma. You can see in the biopharma space, for example, it's a little under 60%. This is what we call our waterfall slide. I won't spend too much time on it. This slide may be familiar to you all as well, but it includes a lot. It includes our cases that are still pending. Just recently, we came out with a new way of presenting the information, and this slide actually excludes pending cases. But what you can see when you look at this pie chart, you can see that about a third of our petitions are denied institution. About almost 30% of our cases settle, and then only about a third of our cases actually make it to a final written decision. And that's when you get to the numbers that you see in the far bottom right. And what that means is about 21% of the petitions that are filed find all the challenge claims unpatentable, and about 6% have a mixed result. But again, it's only about a third of our petitions that even make it to a final written decision. I'm going to talk a little bit about recent changes to AIA practice. That's always a topic that people are interested in hearing about. This slide just summarized really briefly what just some of the things we've been doing on the AIA side. And of course, we revised the claim construction standard. It went from broadest reasonable interpretation to the Phillips, the district court standard. That happened in about a year and a half ago. We've done a lot of movement in the motion to amend space. I'm going to talk a little bit about the motion to amend pilot program that's ongoing. And we also have a proposed rule package relating to burdens in relation to motion to amend. I'll talk a little bit about that in a little bit. We revised some of our standard operating procedures. One of them was relating to paneling, so we see some changes there. Now, today, when we do a paneling change, we issue an order explaining that paneling change has occurred and given a reason as to why. We also have what we call our standard operating procedure, SOP2. This came about in relative recent years. It provides for two new processes for designating board decisions, either presidential or informative, and it includes the POP review process. This is the process where the presidential opinion panel, which is by default made up of the director of the PTO, the commissioner of patents, and the chief judge of the board, they take a case on rehearing. Parties and anybody at the board can recommend that a case be taken on rehearing by POP. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the cases that have issued that have been presidential informative in recent time. We also had updates over the last few years of the trial practice guide, and just recently, back in November, we consolidated all those updates into a single guide, which you can see on our website, and it addresses all sorts of things. If you're engaging in AI practice, I strongly encourage you to take a look at it. It's a good read if you're interested in such things. We also, around the time, the motion to amend pilot, the Federal Register for that came out in March of last year. And shortly thereafter, in April, the office issued notice about options for reissue and re-exam in relation to cases that are also in an AIA hearing. So that notice is actually of great interest if you're involved in a case, because it talks about options of what patent owners can do both before, during, and after a final written decision in an AI trial. And of course, this is not specific to the board. This is office-wide in relation to patent issues, and the patent business unit as well is the 2019 revised subject matter eligibility guidance.